Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Anaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get back to the Chiefs coming up in just a bit. If there is one thing that we like to argue about on this show, it's food, because everybody eats. Talk sports. I mean, you eat sometimes too, don't you? I mean, while you're watching the game, you ain't snacking on nothing. You're not eating nothing. Food matters. So I don't actually, you know what? I know how it came up. Let me correct myself. I know how it came up. So we are having a work potluck. Is what we are having. And everybody has signed up to bring something. We got a company-wide email that Scott Parks was bringing chips and cookies. And I told him, bro, if that's what you plan on bringing, just don't bring anything. Like, that's the smallest thing that you could possibly bring. That's like if somebody says, hey, we're throwing a barbecue, and you say, I got the ice. Bro, just don't bring nothing. Just have a good attitude. Be in good spirits. You go into Hy-Vee and picking up one bag of chips and one cookies and setting on the table, you didn't really contribute to the potluck. That's how it started. So we were kind of, you know, giving them some grief about that. And then Rob said, you know what? I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to let Rob tell you what he said. The floor is yours, my friend. The floor is yours.
So first off, is Scott Parks telling us about his cookie bringing? I asked him if he's going to at least get like the little store-bought baked ones from Hy-Vee. He said no, so he leaned into the cheapness. He then said, I'm just going to get Chips Ahoy, to which I responded with shock because Chips Ahoy is a bad cookie. I would take Oreo 100 times out of 100 over Chips Ahoy, and I judge people severely who go down aisle 8, 9, 10, whatever, at your local grocery store, and you grab that blue Chips Ahoy box and you skip right past the Oreos, which are there and superior. It's crazy person behavior that you would prefer Chips Ahoy, that crunchy monstrosity, over an Oreo cookie.
My dear lost brother, Chips Ahoy, they are a better cookie than Oreo. Whether it's the one that comes in the blue container, that's the little bit of the crunchier, harder cookie. That's not my favorite,
but I would, definitely pick up
a Chips Ahoy. And to me, it's not even close between the two. It's not close between the ones that come in the red container. For those of you that know what I'm talking about, because you're a Chips Ahoy connoisseur, that's the chewy ones. Those are hands down better cookies than Oreos. So you can absolutely bring those to the function. In fact, you can bring those to any function that I am having. It doesn't matter if it's a barbecue, Thanksgiving dinner. It doesn't matter what the function is. If you're pulling up with the chewy Chips Ahoy, I need to put a couple of them on my plate. So that was disrespectful how you started it. This show doesn't have room for two people with trash food opinions, man. You got to pick your lane here. That's what you got to pick. I have already assumed this lane. Now you're trying to be in my lane?
I'm just telling you.
In fact, you know what? That might be the most to America's thing that you have decided to try to steal my idea. Because it was my idea to be the one with trash food opinions on this show. And now you're trying to swoop in and claim it for your own. Because you claiming that Chips Ahoy are a bottom basement cookie is a terrible opinion.
I cannot believe how wrong you are here. This is not me stealing, quote, bad food opinions from you. This is the correct opinion. If you don't have at least a gallon of milk on hand, do not even try to eat a Chips Ahoy cookie because you might as well eat sawdust. It's that level of dry, crunch, nasty. And if you're telling me there's some secret chewy red bag to make it just palatable, well, congratulations, Chips Ahoy. You had to have a secret one, a special make and model, just to be edible. Oreos, double stuffed, regular, or if you get the colored frosting one for the different holidays. Halloween has orange, Easter has yellow. I don't know why they do this, but they make St. Patrick's Day green. If you get one of those, you are walking away a happier man because you ate Oreos. Think about it this way. If you are out at our company kitchen, they have both, by the way, and you bought cookies, do you know what is stocked full because no one has wasted their time buying it? Chips Ahoy. You know what you don't see out there because everyone's purchasing at a high level? Oreo cookies, the perfect of the store-bought brand cookies.
You want to know why Oreo has to do all the nonsense? Because it doesn't trust its original recipe. You want to know why?
The original recipe has frosting. I'm sorry, they innovated beyond sawdust cookie.
You want to know why they have to have red velvet Oreos and birthday and pumpkin spice? You want to know why Oreo has to resort to trick plays? Because they don't feel like they can beat you with their original pass rush. That's what I mean. They don't feel like they can beat you with just the tried and true Oreos. It's a gimmick. Chips Ahoy, they don't got to do all of this nonsense. We got the hard kind and the soft kind. That's all we got. That's what we got. You want the chewy ones or you want the crunchy ones that, if not stored properly, you might chip your molars. That's all we got over there at Chips Ahoy. That's how we like it.
I can't believe, I am legitimately stunned that this is why you're known for having bad sports opinions. And bad cookie opinions, because you legitimately walk down aisle 8 and you think to yourself, oh, look, Chips Ahoy, I'll get that. I'll make this horrible mistake and I'll have this trash cookie that you literally just admitted might crack your molar. You know what Oreo's never going to do? End up harming you. You're never going to walk away and be like, man, I got to go see the dentist because I have a chip in my tooth because I had an Oreo. You know what you're going to get? A fantastic dining experience with a little crunch of the chocolate cookie and a little bit of the vanilla frost. It's a perfect combination.
Yeah, someone on the text line makes a good, you know what? Oreos are a system quarterback. That's what it is. It's a system-wide receiver. It needs milk. You don't need milk with your Chips Ahoy. They're a standalone product. You can fit Chips Ahoy in any offense. It can run any offense. Whatever you need it to do, Oreos are only good if you got a decent thing of milk with it. I'm telling you, that's just, you know what Oreos are? They're Danny Amendola. They're a good player. But you got to play with Brady. You got to play with Mahomes. You got to play with Peyton Manning in order to make it work. Chips Ahoy's are Calvin Johnson. Put me in any offense, any system. It don't matter. Just throw the ball up and I'm going to make a play. Because that's what Chips Ahoy's do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.